and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Howard playing Tuluga.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendere.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Fuck you.
Boy, howdy.
That was good combat.
Yeah.
That was good. That was actually thinking.
Yeah. That was one of the probably the hardest fight we've done, but...
To be fair, most really fights I usually go down, so it's tough for me to gauge which one's
for me, that was harder than the truck fight because I was still rolling fairly good in this one. Mm-hmm. In the other one, I just rolled jack shit.
Yeah.
This one, I still had things I was doing, and it didn't feel like enough at times. So this felt like a real scary fight.
All could have went down pretty easily. Yeah. I had 13 hit points at the end.
I had 26 with the aid of Reggie.
You were rolling hot on damage.
Yeah, I was rolling
three nat 20s.
I got three nat 20s in a row.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then, so let me real quick. So
what's another one?
Because I thought I could I could take one double shot because some of the double shots he did on you was he did 20, almost 30. I had 29 plus 8. I'm like, all right. I could take one and I'll be standing. Yeah. And they're like, he does 30 billion damage with these two.
So I used the GIF Warlord stat block for the musket.
How come when I shoot it doesn't do that?
I'm so sorry. He had a thing called firearms knowledge, which I basically treated like the sharpshooter feat, essentially. And in my head, it was that's why he's rolling so high. This is basically the plus 10 being added. But the math of what was actually happening was it did 4d12 plus 2 piercing damage on a hit.
Jesus.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah.
How does he get it?
No.
How do I?
If he doesn't have firearm proficiency or whatever, how does he shoot?
That's why it was only a plus 4 to hit for you. It doesn't use your dex modifier. So he's getting, that's why it was such a lower thing to hit when you used it.
Gotcha.
I was wondering
how that affect. I wasn't sure how it affects.
Are you still 4d12?
Why am I not 4d12, Ryan?
I mean, I think, what is a musket's a d12 anyway, right?
A musket's just base.
It's
musket's
a d12 plus a d4.
What's bad news? Spicy 2d10.
I think 2d10.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not. I doubt it's going to be better than a bad news. And I don't think.
I mean, it's a musket. It's not going to be better than a normal shotgun.
I also don't think Ryan's going to let
us have a 4d12.
My sniper's not even going to be that high. So,
but my bazooka could be.
He can uncurse it, right?
Yeah. I don't even know what the curse is.
Yeah, I haven't decided what the curse is yet. I left that to myself.
But curses can be lifted.
Yeah, you can do a class remove curse on it.
Okay.
Basically, it forced attunement to it once you touched it and failed the wisdom save.
What sucks? I have plus 7 wisdom saves. I could have rolled a fucking 8.
I also just think it's kind of funny that the gun went to you. I thought was just funny.
My concern was I don't want him on the off chance of some weird thing that I don't know this guy has, wakes up and then just...
Legendary action. He's back up with full health.
He rises like a phoenix from the ashes and blasts you in the back of the head.
What was his total HP?
Oh, so this is where it's I got real, like this is where I got real shitty. So I added together
both of them,
the GIF Warlord's health and a Mind Flayer Arcanist. So total health,
200 something,
240.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
So 240. That's about what a dragon would usually be, roughly.
That's more than our truck.
It's more than the truck.
Yeah. I feel like the truck have more than
they.
Because we were
bad guys, we fight have to. Because I mean.
Well, that's the thing. At
best case scenario for me,
the bell curve.
I ruin the curve there because I can do, 70 damage in max. Yeah, I can do 70 if I roll the highest with the sharpshooters and everything. So, I mean, I can effectively half that guy's HP if I do great on rolling. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where now we're at the point where
we've been hitting this guy for 20 to 25 or each time he gets hit. Yeah, I was hitting he's fine.
Max rolls on my unarmed strikes.
I figured this is a very powerful bounty hunter. So
it makes sense.
I honestly can't believe you guys pulled that off. I was fully planning on killing two or three of you.
Then you almost did.
Being a chase scene, just get you get the coins back.
Even his little minions were beefy as well.
Yeah, so hold on, let me check the dog.
So the one that frustrated me, the little fucking bear trap in my mind was just an old school bear trap that was just
meanwhile, it's actual chain chomp.
I'm like, what
chain chomping away.
How the fuck does this thing have more HP than me?
Yeah, the Chain Chomp had 63 hit points.
It has more HP than me.
I'm sorry.
I think it has the same amount as me.
Yeah, I mean,
balance. Oh, no. I have four more HP than that.
The Hound had a ton of hit points. Hound had 112 hit points.
That made sense in my mind. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And that bite did a lot. 3d10 plus 5 piercing
damage. Yeah, that was ridiculous, that bite.
So yeah, I was getting nat 20s left and right, and every time I rolled damage, I was like hitting the high end. So that's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
You're going to get a bunch of noise complaints from the bone crabs.
Yeah. What the fuck, the bone crabs? If they complain, I'm going to send them an eviction notice.
The eviction notice is going to be my gun.
It's breaking the lease.
No complaining. That's breaking the lease.
Yes.
And then I didn't actually use the gnaw part of this Gnarljack.
Was that?
I was gonna say, you said there was something else you wanted. You were saving.
It was just too bad. Like it would have been too shitty. So
you get rabies and now you can't drink and you die.
So when the Gnarljack knocks a medium or smaller creature prone, it immediately makes 3 additional bite attacks against the same target.
Oh, so he would have probably killed Reggie.
I would have killed Reggie. Yeah. So I was
God.
Yeah.
Why is this thing so strong?
It's so basically the Gnarljack on its own was challenge rating 6. Fang was challenge rating 5. And I'm going to probably say
how the fuck was Fang challenge rating 5?
I have no idea.
That seems
CR system is very.
This is also a lot of Cobalt Press monsters, and they like to really tune their shit up a little bit.
Because I'm like, okay, this thing's got Frost Breath, Dimension Door,
endless gnashing teeth.
If you think about it,
fire!
Most monsters in the D&D side of stuff, they're. Challenge rating is higher than they probably should be because we can roll most of that stuff that are like challenge rating 10 or 11. We even without Aaron here, as the three of us have rolled a lot of those higher ones. Well, Cobalt Press kind of like puts it a little lower than it probably should be. Like that dog should probably be a 7, like a 6 or a 7 rather than
especially
5.
Especially if it knocks you prone, it then bites you 3 times for 3d10 each bite.
So like what's kind of like...
Yeah, that's insane.
The way the challenge system works is... So a challenge rating 5 means that that beast by itself should be challenging for 4, 5, 5th level characters.
Yeah.
So honestly, the math on all this stuff is bullshit. I've been DMing for 3 years now. I'm just throwing monsters at you guys and seeing how it works.
We also weren't just from the jump taking those two that seriously.
Yeah. We were like, this guy with the fucking tentacle face.
Misty Step and Musket.
Yeah. Because I was so angry from Peshtot being killed. They were just like, well, fuck this guy. We're going to kill him. And meanwhile, these two behemoths of power.
The real boss.
Running free.
And I just punched the shit out of this guy's car. Like it was a fucking Hot Wheels thing.
I still can't believe you punched my goddamn car.
Well, you knocked me down different times.
I can't believe he punched it and then you rolled a nat 20 for it to flip.
So now it's canon that Toluga's punches are strong enough to flip a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have been absurd. Oh, the tire's a little wonky and you're going,
I know,
tiny bit slower. Nope, flip.
The idea, I was like, because he said his cool line. He immediately lost his car. So Roger texted me his backstory months ago and was like, I want to play a crazed PTSD soldier who killed his own group, or he didn't and I don't know, basically. So I put the Corellis corpses in the campaign.
We found the two corpses.
You found the bodies.
And I stole their gold.
Yeah. And I was wondering.
We have their scimitars in your bag.
Yeah, we have the scimitars.
I was
wondering. You want to return the gold.
Yeah, I want to return the gold.
I was really wondering if you guys were going to connect it.
Because, I picked it up immediately and said there was a group of them.
Well, it was also that, before that, because I remember when I described their bodies, a huge bladed weapon had killed them.
Yeah.
So, there were little clues.
I was asleep. Toluga wasn't there for
you. Unconscious,
I was busy.
No, I was sleeping.
So. Yeah.
I was playing one of the bullywugs. Yes.
So then I thought it'd be cool, maybe one survived, and that's why you've had a bounty hunter on you. But
that makes sense.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good thing you rolled so shitty. Yeah. Enough with the great weapon master.
I was trying to make it so
cinematic.
Yeah, he's in a rage. He's just going
swinging
to,
wildly.
It's the second you give up on it, you roll a 20.
Yeah, 28. Yeah, that last two attacks, even with the action surge, I rolled 5 12s or something like that.
Crazy.
It's like
without the great weapon master, the highest was 217s.
Yeah.
And that was on one, like the same attack was 17 twice. Yeah. The one before was like a 12 and a 14. Like.
Two 14s.
We're level 8 now, right?
You guys are now level 8.
Thank God.
That level up, boys.
Do I get
you get to level up?
Oh, second attack.
Yeah. Like, I'm getting all the battle.
Finally.
Yeah.
I don't have to always flurry now.
I know. So yeah, actually, we might as well do it now because we're on the after show. What's everyone doing for their level up?
I'm going level 5 Barb.
Okay.
I'm kind of forced into Monk here.
I think I'm going to go Fighter again.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Slow down.
Wait a minute.
That gives you an ability score increase or a feat at this level, I believe, right?
Yes, it does. I already know. I've mapped out everything I'm going to do.
Or do I go rogue and just stay at one attack and get the ability score increases?
Just to,
no, go to the second attack second and then just attack. Wait.
Yeah. Just because to let just you know, so useful. I'm going feat, I'm going resilient, and I'm doing wisdom.
Okay, good call. I have been like psychically attacking you with like sketchy dudes a lot, so that actually makes a lot of sense canonically that you're like trying to shore that wisdom up a little bit.
I also get another, what's it called? I get a fourth trick shot.
Oh, yeah.
So I have so now I have 18 wisdom with four trick shots.
18 wisdom? God damn. Yeah. Should get together that cool book. It's my own fault.
Well, I'm over here stuck at 19.
Yeah, that is weird. It kind of traps you there a little bit. But you also could have, you could have gotten that to 20, but you wanted to speak to animals forever.
Yeah, and look what it got us.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I can't even... diseased crabs.
That we could weaponize.
How?
I don't know. Grind their bones into a... into a liquid and then just fucking shoot syringes at people.
I also got fast movement.
How fast are you now?
50.
Nice.
Speedy boy.
And you have 2 levels of rogue? Or 3, right?
Three,
because he has the...
So you have cunning action, so you can 100 feet on a dash?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Action dash for 100.
I have that on my barbarian rogue combo.
Movement? Because I'm still at 40. Is theirs at 6?
At 5, I got fast movement.
I'm 5 monk.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Great question. Just have a monk table.
Yeah, I'm fine. My punches are a D8 now, guys.
Woo! You know, you play monk for the movement and the flexibility.
Yeah, my 40 feet that immediately got outdone.
Well, I mean, he's a slime. He's a fast slime.
You get unarmored movement at level 2.
That's okay.
They don't get a boost to that at any point?
It doesn't
I thought they did.
But,
yeah.
I'm stuck at
40 forever.
All right.
Yeah, at second level, you increase your speed by 10. It doesn't, at least from what I'm seeing, I don't see anything that gives you any more movement.
I got this. I got to find a way to get my AC up because 17 is not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's so kind of like, this is just kind of like what happens at this level. Like everything just hits.
Can
kind
you use
of.
A shield?
No. I can't use armor or shield.
I'm going to take the alert feat just so I can get my initiative back up.
Good call.
Yeah. I was like, I'm rolling so low on initiative that I can't even like get in a spot where I can be in defensive for anyone.
Yeah. 8 was originally the spot where I was going to take alert, but since I'm not going to take alert anymore because I already have an 8 fucking
initiative,
and it's still going up at times. Ridiculous. So,
yeah.
Let me see what...
I mean, having a great dex really helps that. So,
yeah,
having the really good dex and quick draw is base. Yeah, I think it's cranking quick draw. Is, lot, yeah. Like, yeah.
So is the gun like attached to Taluga's arm?
I don't know what the curse is yet. Ryan hasn't picked it.
I'm going to say, yeah, I think it's like
do I just have like a Mega Man Buster?
I was
going
to say, you should have punched that guy with the
yeah, gun. I guess, no. I guess if it's attached to me, then I have to punch with it.
Yeah, now that I know you're the one that has it, I'm going to tweak it a little bit.
Don't make it be like the Red Death or whatever.
No.
When you punch, it shoots.
Well, yeah, that's what
I charge up a Buster cage.
I think I'll give you some more, because it had a thing where you can use it to cast Thorn Whip and like basically whip the tentacle to like pull people.
Smell. I mean, I guess it would make sense. I am the fishy aquatic guy. I get weird fishy aquatic thing.
Yep. And I also like the idea that it's more of like an organic gun than like the metallic one. It's like he took like a Jaeger on musket and then just mind flared the hell out of it pretty much.
Yeah.
That's really the aesthetic cool. wise fits him way better it than does it fit, fits
yeah.
me.
Yep.
Big time.
Yeah, I'll tweak that. And if you guys want to spend some downtime, if you want to, like, next session, if you want to teach Toluga how to use guns.
Oh, we can do a nice training arc.
Training montage again.
So, yeah, I'll give you some firearm proficiency and then we'll make that like an actual weapon for you. But yeah, that'd be fun. Give you like a little weird musket. I forgot that muskets you have to like push down with that stupid stick. So the idea of the tentacle doing it was very funny to me. Just
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah, that's why I love the gunner feet, so you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Damn, I can't believe you guys killed him though. I was like really sure I like had you. I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna.
Honestly, at a certain point, yeah. I thought you had us too.
I was like, I think I might. Because I mean,
all those bleeberry slurps.
Yeah, you guys making big. Like.
Yeah, I had 12, so I had to use one hasted action every turn to just splash one in my face.
Yeah, well, it was like kind of funny because I was like, okay, well, they have way too many potions now. So either I'm going to burn through as many as I can in this fight, basically, to kind of get it back to normal.
Yeah,
which is smart. Yeah. I mean,
but if he had gotten Arendir's coin and Reggie and gotten away. Last episode basically would have been a huge chase sequence where you guys would have chased him. But I mean, this was still a crazy fight at the gas station. So it was still.
It would have been like a vehicle.
Another vehicle fight.
I do have Stunning Strike now. So.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. It's the bane of every DM's existence. I hate Stunning Strike. It's so good.
It's so stunning.
I'm trying to figure out what the new hit dice would be.
Thank you.
For the new monk.
I think a monk is still a D8.
Is it still a D8 at this level?
I think so.
Because I think it just starts higher. What it is, and the max is higher.
Mm-hmm. That was wild, though. You guys fucking
check though, because if I could
popped off, Arendir. Don't worry, I have a very funny idea if I get you back. So.
Oh, funny?
Yeah.
Okay. A funny way of bringing back a mass murderer.
Yeah. I'll also say
we don't know that.
And I'll probably say too, like before this, you would probably repress that as well. So you'll be coming back with the fresh memory that you're very guilty of the crimes you're being accused of.
They had it coming.
They didn't believe.
I don't know why they were so like against even like reading the pamphlet.
I don't know, because you were missing for days. You came out of the swamp covered in mud like a psycho, all dehydrated, and demanded they convert to a religion they don't believe in, and then cut a lady in half. So, you know.
Demanded they convert to a religion they've never heard of.
Yeah.
Read my pamphlet. That was so funny.
Read it. Wisdom saves are now my highest save.
Wow. Higher than Dex?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I'm not proficient. Fighters aren't proficient in Dex saves.
Mm. I didn't even thought of that.
So I have four saves that I'm proficient in, but strength I'm still shit in.
Yeah.
But 5 on Dex, 6 on con, 7 on wisdom. Wow.
Damn.
That's going to make it really annoying to
I'm a 7 on
taunt
Dex.
You in your dreams like I like doing.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That's actually cool, though. It actually also makes sense, too. Like, you fought this, like, psionic creature, and it's, like, strengthened your, like, mind up a little bit. I like that. That's cool.
It says my weapon has Vex or Topple. Does it automatically change it to the new stuff?
I think
all the weapons are going to say that just off the base
just want to make sure
of that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tweak that a little bit. I wasn't sure if you would get that gun, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I kind of just like, I whipped that together before you guys got here in case someone picked it up.
I didn't think it was cursed. I'm just like, it's a squid gun and it hits hard. I wanted it away from him.
Yeah. I assumed it was cursed, but honestly, I figured.
Who cares?
I figured who cares that shit hits hard. But I figured I was going to end up with it. But I think it's actually more fitting that you have it than I do.
What's the range on it?
40 to 120.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. So I guess I have stuff for range now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or I have this crossbow that's 80 to 320.
Like the battle's over, you're just immediately like, all right, let's strip him naked.
Well, I want
to pull his dick out.
I mean, I took the duster.
The party started.
So. Duster got his boots.
I have the purple duster now. Just like
sure. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We should probably inspect jacket. We should probably inspect it before you toss any of this stuff on.
Accusing him of molestation.
Well, my son is too, and for all I know, he's got his weird mouth all over my son.
Yeah, he's got his weird mouth bits all over my zom.
Like this guy's like in the middle of this heated combat and was like, shit, I have to make sure they know I'm not a molester. But
he's a southern gentleman.
Yeah, right?
But he still does on my list.
Yeah, that was brutal, though. Rough. Rough times. You guys did great, though. Fucking kicked ass.
Well, that's what you get for trying to kill us.
Well, you know. I'll do it all next week.
No, you won't.
That's true.
Next week.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll battle.
Is Chrisman.
Next week is Christmas.
It's Chrisman.
It's Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Yeah, I think it'll be. That's the order, right? Next week?
Next week. Yeah. Join in next week, actually.
I didn't realize it was going to be after this one.
Yeah. So, you know, we record in advance.
Yeah.
And because we love you, we're giving you a little gift for Christmas.
You guys are going to get a special Christmas treat. There'll be a two-part wackadoo Christmas one-shot coming your way next week, folks.
Yeah, tune in next week on Christmas Eve for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just keep saying it all like threatening. It's just a Christmas episode. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Christmas.
Let it be known, after my level up, the little chain chop still has more HP than me.
Well, you know.
What's your HP?
59.
I'm at 93.
Wow. God, it's going to be so annoying trying to kill you, Glebnor.
I'm at 76.
Now I can hit you.
What if he gave you some AC, though? Some juicy AC. I just need some AC.
You're all fiends.
Come on, man. Just a little AC.
No, just one more wisdom, man. What's more wisdom?
Just a little AC.
Give me another book
to read.
I guess we could rifle Petch's apartment. He's not there. Do the soul coins have consciousness?
We're not going to ruin Pesh's apartment.
Do you loot Pesh's store?
No.
Just for Glizzy's drinks.
I might get some more slurp.
You can leave him an IOU, you know?
I'll give him a couple coins for some slurp.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know at all.
No.
Yeah, that guy stole all that stuff.
You know
stuff.
What we should do? Take all his applications. He'll notice that.
Mm. No. No, that's mean. We can't do that.
I don't think he's ever grabbed one.
We can't do that.
Because no one wants to work for him.
Yeah, they leave before Why not? He gets it.
Well, no. The Earth Elementals, he said they all filled out applications in W-2s and they're all on the books.
Mm-hmm. Do they get benefits?
Yeah, he gives really good dental insurance.
Ooh, Tanuga might be interested. For my son to have a good teeth?
Glebnor braces?
Does Glebnor have teeth?
He could go up some teeth.
I was picturing you with just really straight veneers.
It's
perfect. Like a horse's planks. Mouth.
Terrible.
I hate that. All right.
Just eating apples all
Mark,
day.
Mark, get us the fuck out of here. We got to record a whole Christmas thing.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. As always, we love you. And make sure you do those things you're not going to do because nobody does them. So I don't care. Stop trying to do them. Don't even think about doing them. Anyways, Merry Christmas. See you next week. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.